Stephen Miller, We Need a Pause in Immigration. By Neil Monroe on August 6, 2021. Americans need a pause from government-delivered immigration, Stephen Miller told a meeting of young conservatives in Houston, Texas. What this country needs on immigration is a timeout, Miller told the audience at the 2021 youth conference organized by Young America's Foundation. We need a breather. We need a break. We need a pause after 5 decades of record immigration. What we need is a timeout so that we can take stock of everybody who's here. And those who are here lawfully, we can assimilate. We can bring into the middle class, we can solve the poverty issues. We can solve the intergenerational poverty issues. We can have one thriving American middle class. Miller, who worked as a top aide to President Donald Trump, said the immigration pause would also help recent legal immigrants, whom he described as members of our family as Americans. Foreign-born residents are going to be better off economically, socially, and culturally if we restrict future immigration. It isn't a hard thing to figure out. The middle part of, we saw, old divisions between Irish immigrants and Italian immigrants and Polish immigrants, etc., when that all melted away, is when we were in a period of very low immigration. We have an obligation as a country to make a decision about how many people to admit to the country that we think we can responsibly assimilate, that we think we can responsibly absorb, that we think we have a realistic chance of being able to integrate into the broader country so that we can have a strong society, a healthy job market, so we can have an education system that functions, that we can share our values and pass them along to everybody else. This is arguably the most important issue facing the future of our country, he told his Houston audience. Both legal and illegal immigration do massive economic damage to wage-earning Americans, including many Americans in various subgroups that comprise the Democrats' identity politics version of the United States. Overall, legal and illegal migration spikes rents and cuts wages as the migrant inflow moves wealth from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to investors, from technology to stoop labor. Immigration also moves wealth from heartland red states to the coastal blue states such as New York and California. Within each state, the extraction policy also helps move more wealth and status from outlying districts to dense cities, such as San Francisco in California and or Arlington in Northern Virginia. Immigration flows also damage poor nations by extracting young people for exploitation by investors and companies in the U.S. economy. Miller also used his speech to outline his vision for a populist GOP that seeks to help Americans and to preserve their unique culture. The other thing that we have to do, and that is happening now, that has been happening, that is continuing to happen, is we have to throw out a lot of the old notions of American conservatism that were disconnected from the way that real people think about issues, and the way that real people vote. It's the old conservatism that really was typified by George W. Bush, that really defined the post-Cold War era after Reagan left office, and was a very corporate conservatism. The irony of that is that while many conservatives spent their time defending and trying to seek affection from corporations, those same corporations had nothing but hatred for them in return. So it's a very unrequited relationship. But there's a new conservatism that has taken hold in America, spearheaded by President Donald Trump. The Bush-era conservatives still dominate the GOP in Washington, D.C., Miller noted. Even though we have changed conservatism, the institutions of professional conservatism are still urgently in need of being changed to reflect the real thoughts and real priorities of the American people. That's where all of you come into play. Those of you who are going to actually try to get into this game when you leave here, and of course the stakes in this game are the survival of the country. Those are the stakes. It is that stark. It is that black and white. It is that fundamental. The country survives or does not. And it really is as simple as hard but as simple as getting into the business and pushing out the people who shouldn't be there and replacing them with the people who should be there, who are the people in this room. There are still so many forces in the swamp trying to hold that back and suppress it, he said. It is going to take young people like you, going to be Capitol Hill staffers, going to work at the NRCC, NRSC, the RNC, all the acronyms. Yes, and also the think tanks, and the super PACs and everywhere, to push out the people who shouldn't be there anymore and to replace them with people who ought to be there. No one's entitled to a position of influence and power in this country. If you have the wrong ideas, if you're hurting this country, then you don't belong there, he said.